the truth, the life, the victory.
Welcome to the Way and the Truth Ministries podcast, dedicated to changing the lives of people with the true gospel of Jesus Christ, with your host, evangelist, and international speaker, Lancelot Watson. Have you considered the victorious life we have in Jesus Christ? In this three-part series, evangelist Lancelot Watson leads us through the Word of God to see the victory we have with Jesus.
Today we have a victory sermon. Our victory is in Jesus. You know, I'm from the country. You know, that means different things to different people. You know, we used to have a description saying I'm country bunking. And, you know, when people said that, they said what they really meant, among other things, is that your upstairs is questionable. Yeah, put it lightly. Or your elevator doesn't go all the way to the top, you know. So I'm country, good people. So what country means to me is that I like things to be simple. And my approach and outlook on life is a simple approach. So in my simple approach, it is Jesus Christ who has given us the victory over the coronavirus. Are you with me? It is because of the goodness of God, the grace of Christ Jesus, that we are where we are today. Over 600,000 Americans died of coronavirus in the last year or so. And that's an enormous amount of people. Yeah? But you and I aren't numbered among that group, are we? You can go ahead and say no. You know, we are on the top side of earth. And the only reason that is so, folks, is because of God's goodness, God's grace. So we want to celebrate God's victory in our lives today. And we continue to pray to him that his goodness will go with us, not just for today, but throughout the years ahead. And that we will continue to experience the joy of salvation, the victory that is found only in Jesus Christ. Our reading was from Romans chapter 8 and verses 37 through 39. And it ends with our victory in Jesus Christ. So today, the title of our sermon is Our Victory is in Jesus. And among the things that are stated there in Romans 8 and verse 37 is that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are the victors through Jesus Christ who loves us. Victory is a wonderful thing. The nation, the world right now, is in a zone of sportsmanship. Different international sporting events are taking place. Wimbledon in London is going on, and we have our American tennis players who are still in the runnings. The UEFA Cup for soccer fans is going on. And, you know, some new surprises are there for us. The Olympic trials are still going on here in the U.S., I think, and in other countries of the world, where young athletes, and some not so young, who have prepared themselves are striving hard to excel in their respective fields so that later in the year they will be numbered among those people in Japan for the Olympics. Yeah. Why do that? Because we liked victory. There's a victory stand. Yeah. The gold medal. The accolades that you get. Yeah, the financial benefits also. Well, this victory procession is not new to modern day. Actually, it's very old. Yes, very old. And so the first century Christians, in the time of the apostle, when Rome was the world ruler, they were accustomed to seeing what victory looked like. The Roman army, the most powerful force in the world at the time, would march into Rome with all the pomp and parade that goes with it. And the streets would be lined with citizens as they celebrated their new triumphs. So people saw the triumphs. They saw the captives. You know, the part of warfare is that the spoils only go to the winners. Well, what about the losers? They're taken captives. They're enslaved. They're put into hard labor, you know, or put to death. So one of the spectacles of the victory parade was all these captives that are chained and marching along. They have lost their home, they have lost their families, they have lost their nations, and we'll see that. And then there are the treasures. Yeah? You win a war, you take the resources of the nation that you fought against. They saw the foreign kings in chains. The rich and powerful is brought down low. Yeah? And they saw the victorious generals receiving their adoration. We emphasize today, at this moment, the fact that we are, and the we here, are the people of God. Those who have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah? Sanctified and justified by his grace and his spirit, we are the household of God. We are the family of God. In our first reading in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, Paul wrote to young Timothy, he says, I write these things to you so that you may know how people are to conduct themselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. We are the house of God. Yes, there's special benefits attached to being in God's house and to be a member of that household. And one of the great benefits is the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. Yeah? So in Christ, our victory in Christ means that we overcome sin. If you go to a church that does not preach and teach about sin, you're in the wrong church. Because church is about sin. Why? Because sin, at the end of the day, is the only problem you and I have. So it is in Christ Jesus we have victory over sin. In the second place, our victory comes about because of the weapons that we use. Christians use a particular set of weapons in our daily warfare or interaction with our community and our people and the challenges that we have. We don't use the weapons of the world. We have a spiritual arsenal, yeah, that provides us with the weapons with which we can use in our fight against sin and the devil and naysayers and discouragers and all of the wannabes who would discourage us from following the way of our King. The third point is that our victory in Jesus is assured because we follow our captain. We have a captain. We have a captain. We have a high priest. We have a king. We have a Lord. And we follow that Lord. Yeah? We overcome sin. Oh, let's talk a little bit about this matter of sin. What does sin do, first of all? We are instructed about sin by God, by Jesus Christ, by His Holy Spirit, through His Word, the Bible. This is how we learn about sin. We don't learn about sin from human interaction. We see the result of sin that way. But the real power of sin, the instruction comes to us from God. So here's what Paul says to us in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. Number one, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, what does that mean? It means that you and I, we are sinners. That's the judgment of God. This is not a court case now where you are called guilty or not guilty. No, the judge has already made his declaration. We're guilty. We have sinned against God. We have sinned against ourselves. We have sinned against our family, our neighbors, our nation. We are sinners. And the tragedy of sin now is Romans 6:23, in that sin carries consequences. Are you with me? There are consequences that follow sin. Romans 6:23, the wages or the income, the salary, the paycheck of sin is death. And that's spiritual death. Physical death also. Physical death that we see came about because sin came into our world. And sin destroys. When we continue in sin, that reading that Brother John read there from Romans chapter 6 and verse 1. What shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. We who died to sin, how can we continue to live any longer therein? Don't you know? Yeah, that's a good verse 3 there. Don't you know? You should know. Whenever the Bible asks you, don't you know? It's telling you something that you should know. And know it well. Don't you know? We who died to sin. And that's where you and I want to be. We want to be among those who have died to sin because that's our victory. We'll see that in a little while. Yeah. But Isaiah 59 tells us that sin separates us from God. Okay? And in that state, it means that you will be living in this present world without God, without Jesus Christ. And talk about a life that has only one end, which is destruction. You know, I think of young people, teenagers, young adults. I was there many, many, many moons long ago. And in that statement, you know, you own the world. Yeah. You can do anything and everything. Yeah, you're going to achieve great things. And so many of my friends and classmates, we had that notion. And 10 years later, you look at their lives and it is just terrible. Yeah. We see some begging on the streets. Whenever you go on the street and you see someone begging, please remember that person didn't begin their life that way. It happened because of the circumstances of life. Yeah. So one of the things I like to ask young people is that, are you sure you won't end up like that? Some of our friends are there because of alcohol. Others are there because of drugs, marijuana, crack cocaine, heroin, and all of these poisons that people influence us and encourage us to put into our bodies. And then the result is just tragic. Yeah? Sin does that. Can't continue to live in sin and expect to have a happy outcome.
Thank you for listening to part one of Our Victory in Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow when Evangelist Lancelot Watson leads us through the Word of God to identify the enemy and the spiritual arsenal of weapons God has provided His people. For additional information on this and other topics, contact The Way and the Truth Ministries by typing thewayandthetruth.com. This podcast is a presentation of The Way and the Truth Ministries, Patchogue, New York.
Filled with revenge. Where was God when all this happened? Stephen looked into the sky. He was never alone.
standing